USA Radio News.
President Biden was warned by the Chinese president to not defy Beijing's will on Taiwan. This is according to a Chinese readout of a call Biden had with the Chinese president. The call, which is the fifth between the two since Biden took office, lasted 2 hours and 17 minutes, the White House stated. According to testimony at Nicholas Cruz's penalty trial, he wrote online that he wanted to be a, quote, professional school shooter. The online activity started 7 months before the February 14, 2018 massacre that left 14 students and three staffers dead at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A former Marine from Texas who served nearly 3 years in a Russian prison before he was freed in a prison swap this spring stated that he is, quote, cautiously optimistic that a similar deal can be worked out in the cases of 2 other Americans currently detained in Russia. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced this week that the U.S. has offered Russia a proposal to bring WNBA star Brittney Griner and former Marine Paul Whelan home. The White House would not confirm details of the proposal. Trevor Reed, who was arrested in Moscow in the summer of 2019 while visiting his Russian girlfriend, was accused by authorities of assaulting officers while being driven to a police station after a night of heavily drinking. He was convicted by a Russian court in 2020. This is USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
A landslide triggered by heavy rains in northwestern Tehran killed 6 people, with 14 still believed missing. Rescue teams were deployed at the scene. Before Thursday's mudslide, authorities had warned residents of the mountainous area about heavy rains and possible floods. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has filed a complaint against Our House in Miami after a video showed children at one of the restaurant's drag brunch events. During a press conference, DeSantis said the video, in which a child can be seen walking with a drag performer dressed in lingerie, led to an investigation by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulations. The department filed an administrative complaint that was obtained by NBC News that accused the restaurant of disorderly conduct. The FBI has reached out to attorneys representing Olympic gold medalist Simone Biles and other women who were sexually assaulted by Larry Nassar to begin settlement talks in the $1 billion claim they brought against the federal government. The victims had brought claims against the FBI for failing to stop the sports doctor when the agency first received allegations against him. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.